Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Well, today we want to take up the fourth name in Romans 16:21, namely that of Sosipater. You recall that Paul said, Timothy, my fellow worker, and Lucius, Jason, and Sosipater, my countrymen, greet you, writing to the members of the church at Rome. Who was Sosipater? Well, one thing we know is that he was a fellow countryman of Paul, and therefore a Jew. It makes a third of these four names that are Jews. The first one, Timothy, being half Jew, half Gentile, but according to Paul's words, Lucius, Jasus, and Sosipater are his fellow countrymen, that is, fellow Jews. However, there is no other mention of this form of his name in the New Testament. This is known, however, to be the usual name for Sopater found in Acts 20 and verse 4. And so let's take a look at that very quickly. Acts 20, verse 4. And Sopater of Berea accompanied him to Asia. Also Aristarchus and Secundus of the Thessalonians, and Gaius of Derbe, and Timothy, and Tychicus and Trophimus of Asia. Now all of this follows the riot in Ephesus that was quelled, and we are told that Sopater of Berea accompanied him to Asia. That is, accompanied him to modern-day Turkey. And so, Sopater of Berea apparently was a delegate of the church at Berea. Paul was at Corinth the time of writing this Roman epistle, gathering money and collecting delegates for his project offering for the poor saints at Jerusalem, a project that he had initiated and nurtured throughout the churches that he had founded in the Gentile world. And so that's what he's doing there. Now, he's writing this epistle and doing other things while he's waiting, but basically he is gathering together a company of people to travel with him to Rome with this offering. And Sopater of Berea, along with the other names that I read in Acts 20 and verse 4, is one such delegate. In other words, he's the man that was designated by the church of Berea to accompany Paul with this offering. And I can tell you that nearly all commentaries are strongly inclined to believe that Sosipater of our text in Romans 16:21 and Sopater, mentioned in Acts 20 and verse 4, are the same person, two forms of the same name. Just like, of course, we have William and Bill. We have Johnny and John. We have different forms of the same name, and we're all aware of that. Sometimes as people get older, they don't want to use the same form of their name that they were known as during their childhood years, and that can sometimes create slight problems. For example, well, nearly all of our daughters wanted their names to be changed. Our oldest daughter, for example, grew up being called Jody, but when she went away to college, she wanted to be known as Jordana, and so forth. I don't need to tell you that. So, therefore, if we accept the prevailing opinion of commentators that Sosipater and Sopater are one and the same, what do we know about Sosipater or Sopater of Berea? Well, that he was a Jew, and he was a delegate of his home church to carry the offering to Jerusalem. He was a trusted leader of the church. And furthermore, because he was from the church at Berea, we would gather that he was one of the noble Bereans that Paul referred to in Acts chapter 17. Do you recall? We love this text. Acts chapter 17, verse 10, "Then the brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. When they arrived, they went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more fair-minded," says my version. "These were more noble," says the Old King James, and I like that language, "than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find whether these things were so. Therefore, many of them believed, and also not a few of the Greeks, prominent women as well as men." So Paul, as was his custom, went first into the synagogue in Berea, preached the gospel first to the Jews. Excuse me, that was, of course, his normal custom. As he says in this very Roman epistle, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Nearly every place else that Paul went, the Jews, in the main, rejected him. Every place he went, there were a few, a handful, who listened, who believed, who became followers of Jesus Christ. But every place else he went, the majority of the Jews rejected Paul, rejected his message, refused to hear it any further, ran him out of the synagogue, and in many cases ran him out of town. But Berea is the one exception to that, the one welcome exception to that in all of Paul's missionary journeys. And here we find that all the Jews, apparently, were willing to search the scriptures daily, carefully, to see if Paul was telling the truth. And as a result of that, we are told, many, not all, but many of them believed. In other words, there was a much larger percentage of Jews who became Christians in Berea than any place else that Paul went. And it's because they were willing to study the scriptures. And so I would take it that Sopater, Sosipater, is one of this number. He is evidently a Jew. He is from Berea. He must have been one of those more noble-minded Jews that Paul refers to in Acts chapter 17. He was a thoughtful man. He was a noble-minded man, is really what that Greek word means, which would indicate perhaps that he was well-bred. But whatever it means that he was slow to react emotionally against something that he had not heard before and maybe did not strike him favorably at first hearing. But he was careful to gather all the facts before reaching a decision. And furthermore, besides being thoughtful, he was eager. The text in Acts 17 tells us that these noble-minded, fair-minded Bereans searched the scriptures with all readiness of mind. They had an eager desire to know the truth, an eager desire to fully understand the scriptures. They had a willing mind, and they were willing to study. And he was, thirdly, industrious, not only thoughtful and eager, but industrious. They searched the scriptures daily. They were willing to study. They were willing to make the study of scriptures a priority in their life. They were willing to study everything that was pertinent to the question at hand, namely, was Jesus of Nazareth the Christ promised by God in the Hebrew Scriptures? They were willing to study everything about that question before coming to a conclusion. And therefore, many of them believed. Now, I don't think I need to tell you that what I'm describing is exactly the way all people ought to be, and exactly the way that all Christians of all people ought to be. This is the way we should respond to the Bible. And when we are told things that perhaps are different from what we have previously heard taught from the Bible, but it's coming to us from a reliable source, from someone that we recognize as a godly person, a serious student of Scripture, as was Paul, and they recognized him as such, then we ought to give careful attention, careful examination of what they are saying before we just quickly reject it. That ought to be the attitude of every child of God. Thank God for those who will study the scriptures for themselves and act according to the truth that they learn. If you don't do that, dear friend, you're not going to grow in grace and knowledge. The only way you can grow in knowledge is to learn something more than what you've already been taught. If you reject everything that you hear that's new, different from what you've already been taught, then how are you going to grow beyond where you already are? Obviously, you can't. And I'm talking to people right now who have this automatic resistance mode to anything new. Now, I understand your caution. I understand that in this day and time where there are so many voices and so many claims and so many people trying to insert their angle, this angle, that angle into the Christian discussion, that it's very tempting to just draw a circle around my group, what I've always been taught, what I've always believed, and just drive my stake down there and go no further. What I have been taught in my church, in my denomination, in my group, I believe, and if I hear anything that disagrees with it in any regard, I will automatically reject it without, in most cases, without examining it. And that's the problem. It's not that we ought to accept everything that comes along. It's obvious that with so many differing views, that most of them are going to have to be wrong. There can only be one right understanding of Scripture at any one particular point. Only one correct interpretation of Scripture. And therefore, if there are 6 or 8 or 10 different interpretations of a particular passage of Scripture or a particular doctrine, a thought in the Word of God, obviously the majority of them are going to be wrong. But don't assume that the one you hold is the only right one and that everything else is wrong. It's just possible that at least in some points of Scripture, the viewpoint that you hold is the wrong one. And how are you going to know if you're unwilling to study? So when we're looking at these three Jewish Christians in Romans 16:21, we find that they are indeed a trio of Christ-like Jews. Lucius was a faithful pastor, we believe. Jason was a persecuted convert who was steadfast and held true to the Word of God. We're confident of that as well. And Sosipater was a noble Berean who searched the Scriptures to see if these things were so. And in searching them, he found that Jesus of Nazareth is the Christ. Three excellent examples of Christian conduct. Three encouraging reflections of the mind of Christ. These are characteristics that we should strive to develop in our own lives. Thank God for good human examples to help show us the way. May God help each of us to develop more of the mind of Christ as we sojourn along this earthly path on our way to heaven. Until next week at the same time, Greg Barkman, Bible teacher on the Beacon broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina 27201, saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.